Swinging spells down the street, same old decks we played last week. It's MTG in quarantine. We're all right. We're all right. The MTG in Quarantine Podcast.
Hey yo, what is up everybody? My name is MJ and you are listening to the one and only MTG in Quarantine Podcast. As usual, before we get started today, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. Huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Alright, today's episode is going to be another fun-sized spotlight where I hit the random button on Scryfall and then I talk for a few minutes about a random card that pops up. Now, I originally began the series as starting with the very first random card that would pop up. Most recently, I have been going to the first random card that I actually own in my collection, but while going through various random cards trying to find one that I owned, I ended up across something really weird and niche, and I just wanted to talk about that today. So, today's Scryfall random card is out of Mirrodin, so from 2003, it is Arcslogger. Arcslogger is a 4-5 beast, costing 3 red-red. Has a very interesting activated ability here. That made me stop and really wonder why this was printed, but also kind of intrigued me a little bit. So, Arcslogger reads, if you pay a red and remove the top 10 cards of your library from the game, Arcslogger deals 2 damage to target creature or player. So for the low, low cost of a single red mana and removing the top 10 cards of your library from the game, you can basically shock someone utilizing this 4-5 beast for 5. If you're saying this doesn't really sound like a very good card, you're probably right. It's kind of, the art's also kind of funky too, kind of like this one-eyed beast thing that's also crackling with lightning, which I guess makes perfect sense because, again, this is shock on a stick effectively, so it makes sense that Arcslogger has some sort of electricity theme going on, I suppose. But yeah, you probably are not listening to me talking about this card randomly. You want to hear my thoughts on this card. So my thoughts on this card are, in EDH, this might have a home. Obviously, trying to get cards out of exile is extremely difficult. We do have the Rift Sweepers of the world. We do have multiple other ways to get cards out of the exile zone, like Karn, for instance. But again, you know, the fact that you're exiling the top 10 cards of your library just to do 2 damage seems kind of funky, obviously. You know, typically you don't, especially in a red deck, you don't want to be just removing the top of your library if you don't have to. Unless you have some sort of game plan for that. Because again, unlike some sort of discarding or madness or even just a mill card, this removes cards from the game off the top of your library, so you're probably not going to get those cards back. If this is a mill situation, this would be easily just like a slam dunk that you would throw in any sort of mill deck running red. If you're running like Jund Mill or something, or Dredge or whatnot, this would be probably an auto-include, at least what people consider an auto-include in those sorts of decks, but it doesn't work that way because you're removing the top 10 cards of your library from the game. So the important thing to note here is you can go, I don't know if you could actually get all the way down to 0 cards in your library with this sort of effect. Because again, it says exile the top 10 cards of your library, but that is an additional cost to the red mana you're paying. So I don't know if you can basically do some sort of classic Lab Man, Thoracle, Jace Wielder of Mystery sort of win here. Because again, you have to remove the top 10 cards of your library, and yeah, it doesn't look as good in that situation as I thought a moment ago. But yeah, again, if you're trying to do some sort of weird shenanigans in exile, or, you know, if you're trying to shock someone in the face with a creature-based effect, this is probably your card. But yeah, it's not all that great. At least for EDH, obviously. I don't know about for other formats. Obviously, I'm trying to look in the Scryfall database here for decks running this thing. But yeah, it's definitely the kind of card that I could see probably, you know, see some sort of play. Going to EDH Rec here, only 90 decks Arxlogger is in across the entire database. That's not really surprising. Oh, okay. So we have 30 Lelia the Blade Reforged decks. Lelia is a 2/2 Spirit Warrior with haste. Whenever Lelia the Blade Reforged attacks, exile a top card of your library. You may play that card this turn. And whenever one or more cards are put in exile from your library and or your graveyard, put a +1/+1 counter on Lelia. So Lelia really would love this card. It makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, the fact that Lelia only gets one counter from you removing 10 cards into exile probably doesn't work as well as you want it to, but I can definitely see why you may want to do that. So just something interesting to think about. But yeah, this card, unless you have an explicit connection with that exile top card of your library, the fact you can't get down to zero cards with this, I mean, basically you'd have to have exactly 10 cards left in your library to be able to do the Lab Man thing. And there's a lot easier ways to be able to remove all the cards from your library than this. But again, I'm looking at the top cards. Lab Man, Thoracle, and Jace are all some of the top cards with the most synergy with this card. So, I mean, whoever has been using this on EDH Rec, all 90 of those deck lists are definitely thinking kind of the same thing here. There's also some Exile sub-theme and just some, you know, red, mono-red good stuff. So, you know, just some interesting stuff to think about out there. But yeah, if it wasn't an additional cost and it said, you know, pay a red and deals 2 damage to target creature player and remove the top 10 cards of your library from the game, I would say then it'd be a lot more consistent. But the fact that it is an additional cost to the red mana you're paying into this activated ability definitely takes a lot of the wind out of the sails on that one. So that's Arxlogger, just kind of something I wanted to talk about. Interesting card, but kind of freaky art. But yeah, probably not going to see as much play. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. I'd like to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who make my content possible over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. Huge round of thank yous again to Mr. Big Bents, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Row for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.